All right. This is a No Self-Control podcast. My name is Little Royal, and this is
Gibbs Riles, but you can call me Ben.
This is a No Self-Control podcast. This is whatever number we're on. I think it's 15.
Yeah, some zig.
But, like, we have a drop in viewership.
Yeah, drop in viewership after
the UFOs. I guess UFOs. People don't give a fuck about UFOs.
People were like, I don't even listen to this shit.
No one cares.
Two idiots talking about fucking aliens.
We are going to watch the 2001 Space Odyssey. This is going to be multi-parts, I guess.
Yeah.
How long is this?
2 hours. I don't think it's that long.
I tried to watch this when I was younger, and I couldn't get through it. Because there's a lot of silent parts in the movie.
Yeah, it's a very slow-paced movie, but perfect for conversation. So, yeah.
What is one of the slow... Another movie I couldn't get through, Seven Samurai.
Oh, but it's so good, though.
It's like 6 hours.
Yeah, but like something exciting is always happening. It's not boring.
No, it was just I was watching this on Turner Classic Movie and I had to go to school in the morning and it wasn't going to come on again. This was Turner Classic Movie, like watching TV 2000s.
It is a long ass movie. It's like, it's not 6 hours. It's like 4 hours.
And I can't pause it because I'm watching TV. This is not like now.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's begin the movie, folks. Now.
All right. 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Directed by Stanley Kubrick.
What do you think about Stanley Kubrick?
I think he's a genius.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's kind of a shitty person, but I think he's a genius.
Let's not talk about the person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we do that too much. Like, if we talk about the person, we can't talk about any of the presidents. Like, especially not the original ones. They own slaves and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's, like, sometimes you have to just separate things.
Yeah.
Compartmentalize. That's the only way we stay sane.
All that music. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know, you don't need subtitles for this movie.
Subtitles ruin movies for me.
No, I love subtitles, but this is not a movie where you need subtitles. Because you're just going to hear, like, apes grunting. Spaceship moving.
Why is this that it's harder to use this than illegal download?
Facts.
Like, why is that? Like, we paid for this.
I know, and, like, this shit's harder to use than fucking Chinese arithmetic.
What is going on?
He made this not long after, Doctor Strangelove.
Who did Clockwork Orange?
Stanley Kubrick.
I thought so. I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
When did he make that? It was after this, I'm guessing?
I want to say it was 1977? Same year Star Wars came out?
They did not keep this man in a box. He's done so many different
projects. He's all over the place. He's done, like, comedy satire, sci-fi.
I saw he did the movie for Michael Jackson.
Which one?
I don't know.
I was
looking through IMDb one day, just browsing.
Are you talking about a music video?
It might have been a music video. I don't know what it was. I didn't probably do enough research. But, yeah, I was like, well, that makes sense. They're Hollywood elites, so.
Yeah.
They would be in similar circles, living in California.
This is, I love this, The Dawn of Man. Some of the moments when we made the jump from Homo erectus to Homo sapiens.
Wow. Which was I guess, that 200,000 years ago?
It's more than that, like 1 million years ago.
No. We weren't around 1 million years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think the transition started about 1 million years ago. But we didn't become, like, we didn't start, like, civilizations didn't start pop up until, like,
2000. So, you're talking about history. We don't know exactly, but...
No.
I thought the universe is
13.4 billion years ago.
And Earth is... In
4 billion?
Yeah, 4 billion to 3 to 4 billion.
Which a billion is a long-ass time.
Just... But that makes me infuriate about capitalism.
Why? Because it's going to It's going to, like...
No, like, Jeff Bezos has more money than there are years in existence. Like,
that's so true.
In existence. Like, there's only, like, 7.8 billion people on Earth.
Yeah. Well, probably closer to 8 now, but yeah.
He has more money than there are people.
That is pretty fucking sad. I'll give you that one. You know, these cot... Well, obviously, like, that's like a soundstage. That's a Matt A painting in the back. But the costumes don't look bad.
I hope that in like 100 years, we can look back at this, like our society, and that's what we were seeing. They were like, that's how they were living?
Fucking dumbass apes, like,
running. Yeah, like, we're drinking carbonized beverage that everything that we make kills us.
Yeah.
Like, we could easily live healthier lives, and we just don't.
Yeah, the bad part is we know about it. Like, we know it's all bad for us.
Yeah. Smoking, drinking, sugar, fucking salt.
Honestly, all food should be in pill form.
Like, people know that they should eat, like, plants. Like,
I love this. Wait.
Jesus. That one dude with a...
It's kind of unrealistic.
A gun made out of bones.
Well, like, a cat would never attack, like, another person's territory. That's not a thing that really happens that often.
And they don't want to go after apes that much either.
No.
Because they get their ass beat. And apes usually are in, pretty like, fucking forest strong. Area. Yeah.
One out of the four, they're in Africa, which makes sense.
But apes aren't in Africa. Well, they're not in, they're not in the desert regions.
Well, I guess this is supposed to be the Sahara.
I don't know where this is supposed to be.
I mean, the Sahara is like a big fucking desert.
And it used to be bigger. Deserts are weird, aren't they?
Deserts?
Yeah, because most things require, like, water to exist.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Earth is mostly desert. Mm-hmm.
It's mostly water.
No, but I mean, like of all, like, the land, well, no, even the oceans, like, the land underneath the ocean is desert.
What do you mean?
Like, you went to the bottom of the ocean floor, like, it's, like, that, like, the sand and the ground, like, it's a desert. There's underwater, like, forests, that kind of terrain, but it's mostly desert.
What do you mean by desert? Because desert usually means, like, you know, lacking there of, like, water.
I watched a video on it. I don't know how to describe it. But I know that, like, on land, like, the land on the Earth is mostly desert, too. There's more desert than forests, than snowscapes.
Well, that's because of deforestation.
It's definitely sub-Saharan Africa.
Like, we just keep on cutting down as many trees as we possibly can, even though we don't need to do it.
That's a zebra.
There's so many things that we do just because that's how it's always been. That's the problem. No, I'm not going to say that. But, yeah, it's... I feel like that's majority of the reason why things just stay the same in this country. Because that's how it's always been, so we don't start thinking smarter, faster.
Yeah.
Because I know humankind is going to evolve. I think the problem with humankind is we think we've evolved enough.
Well, I think, this movie actually talks, funny that this movie actually talks about that. AI is the next step in evolution.
Well, I think it's going to be a mixture of us being, like, robotic and human.
Yeah, robotized.
Yeah. Like, we're going to become more synthetic. Think about all this plastic surgery.
Right. That's a good-ass point.
We're becoming more synthetic. We eat more synthetic material. We process more synthetic information. Like, we're becoming more robotic. We look through black mirrors every day. That's why everybody's so afraid of chips being in. Like, yo, you walk around with a chip in your hand. They don't need to put it in you.
Yeah, no, they could track you with your phone.
Exactly. They can read your thoughts with your phone.
Oh, see, this is the weird part of the movie. Some of the lighting here is bad. I think it's the TV, though.
Yeah, it's my 4K TV.
Or not the TV, but like, I think it's like, it's the way that they've remastered the image.
They want you to see the sky more.
Like, you can barely tell it's in, what that is.
Lab.
Every time the monolith shows up, human being, the next stage in our evolution takes place.
And this movie's from like the 1990s, right?
No, 60s. This came out in 68.
Jesus Christ.
It's actually, you know, this movie came out before.
It was not in color then, right?
No, it wasn't color.
Oh, it's just right there when things started going in color. It's like right there.
Well, yeah, because Kubrick's last film was shot in black and white. But, you know, this movie came out before we went to the moon. So we actually, like, when you, well, I'll point it out to you, but, like, when they show the Earth in here, in this movie, that was a guess. They had no clue what the Earth actually looked like from space.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll just let the shot linger for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's used to how it be, you know? I remember watching. Man, you know what my favorite old film is?
What?
I probably told you this before. It's In a Lonely Place with Marlon Brand.
Oh, it's Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, it's Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Hogart.
I said Humphrey Bogart. He is one of my favorite actors, though. But oh, yeah. Marlon Brando, man. Wait. No, it's not. Wait. Like, no, it is not Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, but I say, you told me it was Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, it is Humphrey Bogart. I don't know why I said Marlon Brando. But yeah, man. I gotta find that movie. This is a beautiful movie, man.
Oh, it's one of the. It's arguably the most beautiful movie, in my opinion, next to Akira. This is when he figures out how to use the tool.
Especially for a movie, but it's a lot of practical effects you can tell.
Oh yeah, well, most of the stuff is practical.
Star Wars still stands up.
It does. See, he's figuring out how to use the bone as a tool.
How does this remind me the end of Broken Atlas?
Like everything just reminds you of your own stuff.
No, maybe this was my inspiration.
Yeah, see, now they figured out how to use it to get food.
It's wild that humans were at one point able to eat raw meat.
Well, they think that what actually might have made our brains grow is cooking food, like cooking meat, because it expands the nutrients in food and allows your brain to grow. So eating cooked meat made us smarter. And there's the stoned ape theory, which I think is nonsense, but that's just me. Oh, the baby apes are cute. See, and this is where chimpanzees and humans split off in the genus. So we originally came from the same ancestor.
We're so territorial. It just, but we're not far different from them.
No, we're not.
That's what we do to each other. Like, we're, like, just trying to make excuses to kill each other.
Yeah.
And we just add on to the trauma, I feel. Like, I feel like I understand the pacifism more now. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, fuck pacifism, yeah. You know? Like, fuck not, you know?
Yeah. Oh, but, you want to watch this show? One of those this is the most famous cut in human history of cinema.
Citizen Kane dropping the globe.
He throws the bone up.
Wow.
The tool has become a spaceship. See, that's what they thought the Earth would look like.
Isn't it weird that 2001 was a horrible year for America?
Oh, yeah. That's so true. I mean, they weren't far off from how the Earth looks.
At least 20.
Well, I want the phone to be able to hear us.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The practical effects, though, do look fucking amazing.
It does look good.
It looks like it is
Pan American.
An object
doesn't exist anymore.
What was Pan American?
They got bought out. I don't know. Let me look this up. I'm glad I got two phones.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the home.
Delta bought them.
Oh.
And then Delta get bought them?
How they did this is cool.
Northwest Airlines bought Delta. It's weird how this money changes hands. It's so wild. And it happened recently, August 31st, 2020. In the reverse, it looks like Northwest Airlines got bought out by Delta. Wait, that's not what I asked though. This movie's beautiful. Like, the satellites look like satellites that are actually in this, like, in the space.
Definitely took their time composing every shot.
It seems like they just have shareholders. This reminds me of Star Wars. That, like, hangar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Well, it's like, George Lucas had to create, Industrial Light and Magic to make Star Wars. But I'm like, there must have been some special effects companies back then. Because, I mean, they did this.
Yeah. This is amazing.
This is incredible.
Like, that they can make this back then?
Yeah. And it looks amazing. This holds up.
No wonder they didn't believe the moon landing. And some people still don't.
Joe Rogan pissed me off with that shit.
Oh, how?
He don't believe, he vehemently does not believe it. I might be misusing that word. But, like, he, like, is...
No?
Very passionately does not believe in the moon landing.
I do.
Well, if you're a film student, you have to believe in the moon landing.
Because it would have been impossible.
Yeah, the technology to fake the moon landing did not exist in 1969.
And it don't look like this either.
No.
MythBusters actually did a whole thing about it.
Yeah, like, people always said that there were it looked like the sun was creating two light sources. It looked like there were, like, light hot spots in two different spots on the moon, And they were like, oh, there's two light sources up there. And it's like, no, you can create two hotspots from one light source.
And also, like, I always add the logic that, all right, think about the countries that would have to agree on that.
Yeah, there's no way they can keep it. Well, that's the thing with most people don't realize with most conspiracies is that, like, if there's that many hands involved, like, it's going to be almost impossible to keep it secret, you know?
Think about all the secrecy we know about North Korea or Russia or China.
Yeah.
You think they're not, like, vehemently opposed to telling our secrets?
Well, and it's like Kennedy being assassinated. Like, if the CIA was involved in Kennedy being assassinated, like, somebody would have come out and said something by now.
They have.
No. Who?
There's CIA agents that... That's a wormhole.
But I mean, like, I know Kennedy was like...
J.
Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover hated...
Kennedy,
and he hated MLK, and he hated Malcolm X.
Well, I know, like, JFK was trying to gut the CIA. But JFK was also doing shit like sleeping with mob wives and...
What does that have to do with anything?
Because, well, the mob got him elected. The mob got him and Ted Kennedy elected. Or not Ted Kennedy, Robert Kennedy.
They weren't the only one. They were just donors.
It would make sense that the mob would snuff him out.
He knew them. He was hanging out with a Hollywood star. He fucked Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, no, I know he did.
He was a man.
Well, and some people...
He hanged out with the mafia.
Some people think that JFK had Marilyn Monroe murdered.
No. People also think that JFK was killed by the FBI. I mean, not the FBI, but...
CIA.
No, by the mafia.
Oh, no. See, that to me makes the most sense, but I just...
No, it doesn't, because then the CIA and FBI would have to write off on it.
I don't know.
Everything has to be pushed past them, because they know everything.
Well, the biggest...
They were... You realize that this is back in the day where people could... They could still hear all of our conversations back then. Like, everybody was being... like, it's hard to sneak anything past the CIA, FBI back then. They were dealing with the KGB.
I just think that...
Just think about this. This is very important. They had to deal with the KGB. The most sneaky motherfuckers on the planet at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You think they wouldn't be able to figure out some gangsters?
I just think if the CIA was involved or somebody knew something, I'm telling you, somebody would have said something by now. It would not have been able to keep it a secret. Now,
yeah, because they would kill them.
Now, there might have been...
They would probably kill anybody back then.
Now...
They can hide things way better back then.
Lee Harvey Oswald might have been connected to, like, another organization.
But think how Lincoln was killed... JFK was killed. Like, think about Ronald Reagan was almost killed.
Yeah.
So, like... You get what I'm saying? It has to be pretty deep. Like, especially in JFK's era.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, at that time, like, they were dealing with war.
Yeah, or the possibility of war. Vietnam.
Cuban Missile Crisis type shit.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
So you don't think they were on alert?
No, I do. It's just, you know.
And when Ronald Reagan was in office, which was after, he had to deal with the same things. Not only that, but he was dealing with the Russians. He had just knocked Mr. Gorbachev, knocked down these walls. He was still dealing with that.
Yeah.
So, like, these people had to be alert. Because they were alert by... This was Red Scare era.
Mm.
So the fact that these organizations can figure it out is wild. We had just went to the moon.
I'm gonna grab a some cranberry juice.
Where's the controller?
The remote? Oh, put it right there.
Intermission, people. All right, this is a Roy moment. Little royal moment. All right, so how far are we in? Let me check. 30 minutes. I'm really grateful for all of you. If anyone's listening at this point, I'm going to get more specific on the topics. I would like, you know, maybe some information back. Follow me on my Instagram is roy.black2. So hit me up, send me information, let me know. If you have actually gotten this point, you're an actual fan. And I'm so grateful for you. So we're going to get back in this movie as soon as we're done with our intermission. Thank you.
What's up? This is Gibbs. We are discussing some interesting topics like conspiracy theories, like we always do. While we're watching 2001: A Space Odyssey, which I just want to say is the single greatest science fiction film ever made, I would argue, next to maybe Metropolis or Akira, one of my favorites. This is a really groundbreaking film in a lot of ways. In some ways, it's the first mainstream art house film. I mean, Kubrick in a lot of ways changed the way that we think about mainstream cinema. I think he sort of paved the way for a lot of the people who kind of brought together the art house and the mainstream, like Christopher Nolan and Guillermo del Toro. I think Kubrick changed the game with this movie. And it's arguably why I think it's in, like, the top five greatest films ever made, objectively.
Inspirational?
Incredibly. I was saying how this was, like, the first... Because, like, art house cinema's always existed, but this was the first, like, art house film to come to the mainstream. Like, at the premiere of this film, I think, like, half the crowd got up and left. They had no clue what the fuck they were watching. You know how this film got... Actually, this film was making so little money and so few people were seeing it, they were going to pull it... Distributors wanted to pull it from theaters. But, you know what saved it?
What?
College kids, hippies, would take acid and come in to watch the movie. And that made it... It ended up being the highest grossing film of 1968 because of, like, hippies and college kids.
It opened people's minds.
Yeah, they would get high on acid and come watch this movie, and it would blow their fucking minds. like, dude, like...
There's something I'm going to talk about later. All right, let's get back into... Get your food.
All right, that's all I'm about to do.
I probably need to get some food myself. Hey, you mind putting this in there?
Yeah.
I need to get some more.
Oh, wow.
I need to get some food myself.
Okay. We got plenty of
Yeah.
We got a shit ton of them.
Blow it out. There you go.
Burn, baby, burn.
All right, let's go.
The risk of
A lot of good actors. Good acting in this movie. Stanley Kubrick must have an eye for good acting.
He tortures his actors till he gets the performance he wants.
Jesus. What does he do to these people?
Kubrick has the record for the longest takes of any shot. You ever see The Shining?
Yes.
Remember the scene?
With the blood?
No, when Shelley Duvall, is trying to hit him with the bat. When they're walking up the stairs, remember?
Yeah.
You know how many takes he did of that shot?
How many?
How many do you think?
100.
120.
Jesus Christ.
Keep in mind, it takes 40 minutes to set up a shot.
You remember how many times that girl slapped me in the face for that one shot?
That was my fault. I was like, all right, I don't like it. Let's do another take.
I feel like that was like one of my tough moments, low key.
You're dedicating yourself to your art.
Yes. Cause she was slapping me hard though. She was not holding back. I feel like she was getting.
She was going through boyfriend troubles at the time. She was taking that shit out on you.
Yeah, she definitely was not holding back either. Small clouds, everybody.
Go check it out.
We don't re-edit that shit. And also, my book Clouds is on Amazon. Rodney Dixon. That is my book. And actually, my next book is coming out soon. Paradise Falls. And then Royal Blue is coming out in 2022. You have any projects, Ben?
Yeah, I'm working on that a short story.
You have a few.
Just the one right now. And I'm in post-production for my short film.
A writer, being a book writer, a novelist, kind of sucks. I feel like we get no respect.
Unless like Stephen King or something.
Yeah. A fucking billionaire.
Yeah, even great authors like Cormac McCarthy, like, don't get any fucking credit when no one talks about them.
Why did I choose to be a novelist and a screenwriter?
One of the loneliest jobs in the world.
You're not gonna make much money doing this shit either.
You might.
If I become, like, I'm hoping to become great. You have to push through very hard. There's just not a lot of this left. Like, books are, like, kind of dead.
I don't know how you... Novels aren't dead. It's just I think the audience has changed. I definitely think more readers are female now.
How should one pull in the female audience in? What'd you think?
Well, I would say, I think the cliche answer is to make your protagonist female, but I think that...
I don't think that's the way.
No, I don't think it is either. I think it's a stereotype.
Think about boy bands.
Right.
probably pulls in the most female demographic. Like, look at Korean K-pop.
Yeah, women are obsessed with
cute men. It's weird. Women love cute men, but they hate them.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Like, women seem to sometimes prefer, like, feminine-looking men.
Boy, do I know it.
Like, you would think a woman would want, like, a super alpha male, but sometimes, like, women just, like, really like very feminine, baby, childish-looking men.
Yeah, I feel like I look feminine. Especially if I didn't have facial hair.
Let me take your glasses off. Yeah, see, I feel like you and I both, we have baby faces. We look younger.
Yeah.
People always ask me, are you 16? Are you 18? Like, no.
Yeah, people still think I'm 19.
It shows me we have big eyes.
Yeah. And my body's like, I always have these contradictory traits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, physically, and, like, mentally and emotionally.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, I feel like, I am a tough guy, but I'm also a really soft and nice guy at the same time. I am a dick, but I'm also a pussy.
I feel you.
Like, because I ain't trying to fight. Like I'm like really like I'm a pacifist,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a warrior, like in the same body. This is beautiful.
Originally there was a composer for this movie, but then Kubrick decided he didn't want a composer, so they just used classical music scores.
It sounds like something I would do. Because I love classical music. I love this song. You walked in, like, yesterday, and I was, like, playing classical music.
Yeah, I went in the apartment, and I was like, is there a Victorian-era ghost in here? Why are they playing opera music?
Was going back to it.
You know what I've noticed though?
What?
Listening to classical music, honestly, is kind of a lot of black people listen to classical music.
Really?
Yeah. You're like the fifth black person I've met who like loves classical music.
I don't know anyone who knows like classical music other than me.
Here's another really slow movie that I love.
What?
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
It's really slow, but I love it.
I'm not going to watch it again, man.
Why?
I'm going to watch it. I watched it 5 times. I'm not watching it again.
Why'd you watch it 5 times?
It was a different age.
Oh, you watched it when it came out?
It was not a lot of... Like, people didn't own a lot of videotapes. Most of them. Like, most people only own videotapes that they actually like. Like, the ones that they really...
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they will watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
Now, people don't watch movies over and over again. They go to the next one. I want something new.
Yeah. But back then, you couldn't do shit like that. It cost money.
Too much money.
Significant in the history of science. Now, need for complete security in this matter. More specifically, your composition cover story. Created to give the impression there's an epidemic in place.
I understand, but beyond it being a matter of principle.
Any of you are troubled by the concern and anxiety this story of an epidemic might cause your relatives and friends on Earth? Well, I completely sympathize with your negative. I found this cover story personally embarrassing myself. However, I accept the need for absolute secrecy in this. And I hope you will too. Now, I'm sure you're all aware of the extremely grave potential for cultural shock and social disorientation contained in this present situation. If the facts were premature and suddenly made public without adequate preparation and conditioning. Anyway, this is the view of the council. The purpose of my visit here is to gather additional facts and opinions on the situation. And to prepare a report to the council, recommending when and how the news should eventually be announced. Any of you who'd like to give me your views and opinions, in private if you like, I'd be only too happy to include them in my report.
Well, I think that's about it. Any questions?
Dr. Floyd, have you any idea how much longer the cover story have to be maintained?
I don't know, Bill. I suppose it'll be maintained as long as deemed necessary.
I don't know, Bill.
Sorry.
Just call some Floyd Mayweather.
Some of you already know, the council has requested that formal security...
Wait, can you even read? I got money, though. Touche.
I remember when Anthony Davis got into the NBA, my friend Bolt, his dad was like... Anthony Davis is dumb as shit. Anthony Davis couldn't spell cat if you gave him the C and the T. I don't know if that's true or not, but I thought that shit was funny.
I have no idea.
So Anthony Davis is dumb as shit. I heard that real ominous music. I bet the script for this was just weird to write.
They probably could have done it faster too, because there's not a lot of talking in this movie. There's not a lot of anything in this movie right now. It's still really beautiful.
I would argue that a script with no dialogue is actually harder to write. It's harder to because like you have to create the rhythm all.
You have to conceptualize.
Yeah. I bet it was a very short script.
Probably was. I watched this mini documentary on Miyazaki. Mm-hmm. His scripts were pretty short too, even from here.
Well, he would start out just going into writing storyboards. He wouldn't even he'd write a script afterwards.
Yeah.
Like to him, how the film looked and felt was way more important than what was actually the substance of it. Mm. But it was still good.
Better than good. It was great. Still is.
I watched Princess Mononoke for the first time.
That shit is amazing.
It is great. It is a great movie.
House Moving Castle.
Yes.
My Neighbor Totoro.
Anybody hungry?
What was the other one?
Spirited Away is most famous.
Spirited Away is my favorite, actually.
Yeah, Mononoke is probably my favorite.
What's that, chicken?
Something like that. Tastes the same anyway.
Any ham?
All these people are dead. Mind blown.
Why? Why are you bringing this up? Like, they are obviously dead, dude. It's like 1960s.
It certainly was. I'm sure it beefed up morale a hell of a lot.
Thanks, Will. They're like pretty middle aged already. Look at them. They're
in their 40s or 50s.
Yeah. They're probably smoking mad cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Heavy drinking.
Drinking Coca-Cola.
Did you not hear the conversation they just had? Like, what is this, chicken? He's like, I don't know, it tastes the same.
Society that we currently live in.
Civilization.
We thought it might be the upper part of some buried structure, so we excavated out on all sides, but unfortunately we didn't find anything else.
And what's more, the evidence seems pretty convincing that it hasn't been covered up by natural erosion or other forces.
Okay, this is part one. We're going to start part two. We're halfway in. No, we're not. We're 45 minutes in.
We're about a third of the way through.
We're a third way through, and we're going to keep on going.